Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Tokyo time, and Anything But Footy brings you the views of the athletes in action just before their event.
David Weir is one of a number of London 2012 legends who's still competing and going for gold. The six-time Paralympic champion missed out on a medal in Rio and thought that was it. But he's back in three events in Tokyo, including the wheelchair marathon on the final day.
Well, David, games number six in Tokyo. Happy to be there?
Yeah, I just feel privileged to put this vest on again. And it's just an honour. And I feel pretty proud of myself to do six Paralympics. It's just an amazing feeling. And I've missed it, actually. I've missed being in this camp environment and seeing all the old guards like Richard Whitehead and Johnny Peacock and Alid Davis and Dan Greaves and all the lads that, you know, I've been to a few Paralympics with. So it was just nice to catch up with them as soon as I landed and be around them every day. So, it's been a joy. And I've got two of my athletes from my academy here. So I'm doing a little bit of coaching as well and mentoring as well. So I've really enjoyed it.
What keeps you guys coming back for more and more?
I don't know, to be honest. I think it's the love of the sport, representing our country. And for me, I just feel privileged to wear that vest. I know I said I'd never wear a vest again, but I think that was just a heat at the moment decision. But, you know, I feel very proud to represent my country and I enjoy every moment of it. And this is probably the most enjoyable camp that I've ever been on. It's just been a joy to be here, to be honest. I feel very happy and proud.
It's great to hear you talk about being happy and being joyful, because I'm right in saying, am I, that after Rio, you probably thought you and the Paralympics were done?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't know where I wanted to be honest. I didn't know if I wanted to be here at all. So it's been a long road, a long journey. I'm proud to be back, and I've got a lot of people to thank, too many names to mention. But yeah, it's been hell at the beginning, but I'm at the other side. I always explain that it was like a rabbit hole that was never ending. And now there's a massive hole and a lot of light, and that's where I'm at.
You've been talking about mental health and your mental health for a long time, David. Now everybody's talking about it. The conversations are happening. We've come a long way, haven't we? And I think with Simone Biles, for example, at the Olympics, that conversation is now, you know, front and centre, which is the right place for it.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think people realise how much pressure and mental health that athletes go through. You know, we're put under extreme pressure to deliver, not just from us, but from governing bodies and medals and money and sponsors. And it does get you down and it wears you out. And, you know, it's been tough, but and I'm glad that a lot of people are talking about it now. And there's a lot of athlete welfare now after and during competition, which I've never experienced before. And it's just nice to see that we are getting treated like human beings and not machines. That's what I felt like. We was just a money-making machine or a medal-making machine that, you know, and if we had any problems, we couldn't deal with them, or we didn't have no one to talk to deal with it. So I just feel like the athletes have got more support in this camp that I've ever experienced before as well.
And how have you, in all ways, been able to come through that rabbit hole, as you describe it?
How have I? The last time was probably the toughest that I've ever experienced. I've had a few through my career, but I've always dealt with it myself. And that last time I couldn't deal with it myself. And it was a big, big problem. And it was just a cry for help, really, to get someone to help me. And I'm glad I did speak out at the, I think it was 2017 in the London Marathon, at the last press conference. I just thought, I need to tell people how I feel. You know, I couldn't even celebrate my win. I couldn't celebrate anything. It was just, I just felt dead. I didn't feel alive inside. And it was just hard to explain how I felt. And I didn't think people would understand. And a lot of people did. And I just felt it was a, I felt very proud of myself, because a lot of people warned me not to do it. But that day, I knew it was the right time to do it. Even going through that race, that was the point where I knew I had to tell someone, because I was going through that race and I knew I was going to win that day. And I thought, if I win, I need to speak out and talk about my mental health. Because if I lost and I spoke about it, I thought people would say that you're just saying that because you lost. So I had to win to not just help me, but the amount of messages I got after that from men, mostly not in sport, but just men saying, thank you. Like, thank you for speaking out. And if I could do that and carry on doing it like I do, you know, I talk to a lot of people, but it was tough at the time. And I just feel like I'm in the best place that I've ever been.
It's brilliant to hear. You've been a terrific ambassador for your sport. We're going to see you on the road and the track then in Tokyo?
Yeah, you'll see me in the 5K, 1500 and the marathon, yeah.
And how much are you just looking forward to getting out there and getting back competing finally?
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. I feel like there's not a lot of pressure put on me here. We've got a very young and experienced squad that are going to win lots of medals, and it's nice to see the wheelchair racing side have got the strength in depth now, so I feel like there's not a lot of pressure on me to bring back all the medals. You know, if you look in Beijing, we had four wheelchair races, we brought back seven medals, and I got four of them. So it's just nice that we can spread the load of between us all. And and for me, you know, even if I don't win a medal, I'll just be proud to be here and to be at my sixth Paralympic Games.
Great to catch up.
Thank you.
And that marathon starts at 6:30 a.m. Tokyo time, so 10:30 UK time, Saturday, September 4th.
This is Tokyo Time from Anything But Footy, the Olympic and Paralympic sport podcast. Follow for more from the 2020 Games in 2021.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.